CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's slice, here is Christina Hariniuk.
In a time where society has been fighting for social justice in many different ways, I'm here with one member of the Winnipeg Raging Grannies Social Justice, Adina Lyon. So what is Raging Grannies?
It's a group of obviously older women, and our goal is to empower ourselves and others by providing education on public issues. We dress in, you know, outrageous, crazy hats and aprons and whatever old grannies would wear. We sing songs and we've hit hard on social justice issues.
It is a worldwide movement. How did it come to be here?
It actually started in Victoria in 1987. A group of women there used some outrageous outfits and skits to draw attention to the U.S. nuclear warships and submarines in the water, and it grabbed a lot of attention. And now there are hundreds and hundreds of gaggles around the world, probably close to 100 in Canada.
You actually have an exhibit in the Canadian Human Rights Museum for your group. How did that happen?
And pretty exciting. The Victoria Raging Grannies, who I said started this, they had their 30th anniversary this year too. And so the museum has an exhibit there on the 7th floor. I think it's to be there for about 7 years too.
What other social issues are you trying to combat?
Right now, the most important issue is the climate crisis we're experiencing today. There's other things, you know, of course, healthcare and decent housing. And the other big thing is a right to a democratic system of government. We have a little song if you want to hear it. We want fair voting, want every vote to count. No more first past the post, no more who donates most. Don't want the 1% controlling everything. Don't want a queen or king forevermore.
Awesome. And if people want to learn more about or even join your group, where can they get more information?
Google in Winnipeg Raging Grannies for Social Justice.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.